Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Ellard.
Yeah, welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to keep this one brief today, friendos. Larson, what's in the news?
So this comes to us from our friendos over at Fightful Select. Go subscribe to Fightful Select. You get wrestling news in your email. It's fantastic. Fightful Select is reporting that Zelina Vega was at the WWE Performance Center today to film some content. Fightful, in their initial report, weren't exactly sure what she was there to film, but added that they had been told that the, quote, working plan is for her to return the company. Subsequent to the initial report, Fightful added that Vega was at the PC to film some footage with The Rock's daughter, Simone Johnson, and that Vega's return has been planned for a while. So Wrestling Inc. also says, quote, Vega's WWE return has been planned for a while now before WrestleMania 37. Dave Meltzer also took to Twitter to confirm Fightful's report, saying, quote, Fightful story on Thea Trinidad, Zelina Vega back with WWE is accurate. Of course, Zelina was released by WWE last November after the promotion issued an edict that all superstars were to cease operations on third-party platforms like Twitch and Cameo. She did stream quite a bit following her release, but it seems like she has not streamed on Twitch for a while. And it looks like it's been about a month since she's had an upload on her YouTube.
Interesting. She hopped into our live chat last week, which was pretty neat and unexpected, just to say hi to people. Yeah. But yeah, it had been a while. I sort of hadn't thought about it. But yeah, like, you know, whenever we do a raid at the end of one of our streams, you know, usually her name will pop up because she used to be pretty active and hasn't been the case lately. So. Kind of interesting to find out if we'll ever really get the full story of how all that came together. You know, they seem to be at loggerheads, if you will, over the streaming activity. But evidently she's coming back. And then what was the last thing that, like, some, it wasn't Meltzer, it said she had signed someplace, but it wasn't AEW.
Yeah, it was like a short-term deal that would preclude her from signing with any other.
It was something weird like that.
Wrestling company or something like that.
Yeah, but evidently this isn't, you know, now she's just gonna be back with WWE. I'd like, what do you want to see her do, man? I'd like to see her you know, be an on-screen pair with her husband Aleister Black. I think that'd be fun.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be cool.
That'd be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's great, so, you know, whatever role they assuming that she is coming back, you know, whatever role they find for her, I'm sure she's gonna hit it out of the park, because that's what she does, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so yeah, it'd be interesting to see what comes of all this.
Yeah. WWE, speaking of them, might be returning to the road sooner than later. Andrew Zarian of the Matt Men podcast was reporting that a source told him that WWE main roster is looking to return to the road starting July 16th. I think most famously the Matt Men podcast, Andrew Zarian, broke the NXT move to Tuesdays.
And Sasha being on The Mandalorian.
Yes, that's right. July 16th, which is obviously ahead of SummerSlam.
Yeah, by, it's Friday, so it'll be a SmackDown.
It would be a SmackDown. Nick Khan from WWE had mentioned that SummerSlam he felt was going to be sort of the kicking off of their regular road touring schedule. Evidently, they're going to be, depending on when SummerSlam is, there was a report that it would be as early as August 1st. The normal time period for SummerSlam is mid to late August, but this would be in advance of that by at least a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty interesting if they're going to have fans back July 16th. Maybe, I don't know, maybe this is in response to the reports that AEW is back on the road starting in July. That could be the case. Hey, we can do it. Why not start doing it?
It could be. It could be. So whatever the July pay-per-view is, will be the show that really kickstarts Return to the Road.
Last year was Backlash the July, or was that June? That was June.
Yeah.
What would have Payback? Been after Payback, maybe. Yeah, it could have been Payback. So who knows how they're going to do this year. Of course, Backlash is in its normal spot of this coming Sunday.
Oh, no, Payback was the one that was a week after SummerSlam.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then was Money in the Bank.
Oh,
then
Extreme Rules. Extreme Rules Horror Show was July.
Oh, the Horror Show. The I versus I match. That's right.
Yeah, man.
Cool. Fun stuff. Yeah, great. It should be Great Balls of Fire. There you go.
There we go.
Anyways, speaking of WWE, one of my favorite brands under WWE, NXT UK, went down today. If you don't want spoilers, you could just end the show here and we'll see you at our Impact stream later on.
Yeah.
But we got our NXT UK recap kicking things off. We had Nathan Frazier versus Noam Dar in a British Heritage Rules match. Frazier scored the first fall in round two. Round one was fallless.
Yes, sans falls.
Yeah, Shaw Samuels wanders out during the third round. Oop, there goes my camera. So Shaw Samuels comes out and trying to distract Nathan Frazier. Nathan Frazier was quite a bit, he's quite distracted by Shaw Samuels through the rest of the match. Dar locked on a knee bar in round four. Frazier tapped out. And then Noam Dar ducked a splash from Frazier after Shaw Samuels grabbed his ankle. Dar hits a supernova kick for the win to get two falls over one. Yep. So yeah, Noam Dar got the win there. I'm assuming we're probably going to get Shaw Samuels versus Nathan Frazier coming up pretty soon.
You'd think so. You'd think so after that. We had a pretty deadly promo hyping themselves up. And then we cut to the Performance Center. Trent Seven, Jack Starrs are talking. Looks like Jack Starrs trying to get some advice from Trent Seven, Trent being the veteran there. Sam Gradwell walks up.
Didn't like that too much.
No, he was giving Trent a bunch of crap for getting involved in Starrs' business. Says, Trent, you're over the hill. You're overrated. Trent, taking offense, slaps Gradwell, and Gradwell sold it, the slap. It looked like he hit his face on the, because they were sitting on a ring.
Yeah.
His face on the ring apron.
Oh, my God. And the slap was loud as all get out. That was legit. Yeah. Ooh, he was not happy about that. There was a bit of a pull apart there. Gradwell yelling at Trent and vice versa. After that, we had Levi Muir versus Mark Andrews of Subculture. Andrews got the win here with a shooting star press to a not completely laying down Levi Muir. He was sort of
it was on his back,
hunched over a bit on his back. Pretty gnarly looking. Of course, this is sort of with the rebranded Subculture now with adding Danny Luna to the mix. So they had a fancy new entrance and whatnot, black and white. A lot of stuff going on there with the Subculture rebrand.
Did you miss Mark Andrews' old theme, his song from his
Yes band. And no. It was the theme that I love to hate. And he still does the thing with the waving the arm thing. It just seems weird with the new music. But
doing it with the beat of the old song, it doesn't quite work with the beat of the new song.
I like all the black and white. Yeah, it doesn't really work, huh? I like all the black and white, you know, the big giant.
The design
element's
really good, yeah.
Design-wise, it's really solid. I like that.
It looks really good. So, Sid Scala has an interview backstage, asked about who's going to replace Zaya Brookside in the Gauntlet match. Her name is Amel, right?
Amel, yeah,
Amel walks in. She's like, I want the vacant spot. Sid says, no, after you laid out Zaya Brookside last week, I'm not going to reward that kind of behavior.
Doesn't make any sense.
And Amel's like, no, I deserve that opportunity. I should be in the match. Sid tells her, well, if you want an opportunity, you'll get it. You'll get a match with Zaya as soon as she's cleared.
And she's like, whoa, Zaya. And then she yells at Sid in French. But I don't speak French, so I don't know.
Nor do I.
Probably something pretty rude.
Probably.
This was great. We had a Tyler Bate, A-Kid sit-down interview where, you know, they just sort of both made their cases for you know, coming out on top of that Heritage Rules.
Heritage Cup match.
The Heritage Cup thing, yeah.
This build has been great. I've liked everything about it. The film study session last week was great. This is just like a low-key interview.
Yeah.
And like it really played into especially Tyler Bates' kind of mumbly delivery with his promos.
They're both a bit on the mumbly side. Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, it is. Great. Yeah, he's very
great.
The Zen thing, as Maggie says, the Jedi Tyler Bates thing works really well with his low-key manner of talking.
It does.
He has such a confidence about him, though. You know, it's great.
I know. And like this concludes the kind of the punctuation of the whole thing was 8K. I can't remember exactly what he said. And Tyler Bates just goes,
And then he looks over at the title. Just he knows that's coming home.
Yeah. Then we get the gauntlet match for the main event. Winner gets a title shot against Kaylee Ray. First two competitors are Isla Dawn and Amelia McKenzie. Maybe after Amelia keeps losing matches, she'll start finding that she wins more when she dances.
Maybe dancing is going to be the thing that gets her out of her funk. She needs to bring the funk to get out of the funk, Larson.
Could be. Because she took the L here. Isla Dawn hits a half and half, a nasty looking half and half suplex to get the win. Next, Dani Luna. She takes it to Isla Dawn for a bit. She ends up getting posted on the ring post, and then Isla rolls her up to beat her. Next, Mako Satomura.
Yeah, she is vacant.
Replaces Zaya Brookside. Yes. So she ends up rolling up Isla Dawn to win that particular bout. And the final bout of the gauntlet match, Mako taking on Ginny. A lot of back and forth. Mako wins with the scorpion kick. And then Kaylee Ray walks out, gets in the ring, holds up the title to Mako, bows to her. Mako bows back. And then as Mako's starting to stand back up, Kaylee Ray super kicks her starts talking crap.
You thought it was going to be respect, but then no respect for winning that. Dude, I don't know, man. Mako lost the first one to Kaylee Ray. Stands to reason she might win this one, win the title, and then Kaylee Ray might be on her way to NXT Prime where she might stick around. I don't know. She's absolutely terrific, though. Held that title for
that belt
a very long time.
500, 600 something days?
It's been a very long time, yeah. She is the longest reigning WWE Women's Champion right now.
Yep. Let's talk Impact Wrestling. That's tonight, of course. We'll be doing our co-stream.
Yes. Starting
at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's a pretty fun looking show here, of course, in advance of Under Siege, which is going down this weekend. Looks to be the main event here. Sami Callihan, Chris Bay, and Moose taking on Matt Cardona, Trey Miguel, and Chris Sabin.
That sounds fun. We've also got Carl Anderson, Machine Gun Carl Anderson, taking on David Finlay. Of course, last week, Gallows and what's the face? Juice Robinson had a match. So now the other side of the tag team goes at it.
Yep. We got a number one contender match for the Knockouts title. Havoc taking on Rosemary.
Oh, very cool. And we have, this is going to be awesome, X Division Scramble. It's the X Division. And it's a scramble, and it's got Maple Leaf Muscle and LP in this match, along with Ace Austin, TJP, Rohit Raju, and AC Romero.
Winner of this gets an X Division title shot.
That is fantastic. That's great. That's good stuff. Hopefully you'll join us. 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/StephenLarson. Hey, give this video a thumbs up. Let us know what you guys think about all this stuff in the comments below. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.